Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. If this is your first time tuning in, you are in for a wonderful, wonderful treat. First of all, as I do every episode, I would like to thank each and every one of you all for y'all continuing support of She Zone. Thank you so much. Everything that you do, all of your tags, all of your inboxes, all of your emails, definitely soothes me each and every day. I want to thank you so much for supporting my vision, and I love you all my supporters. Matter of fact, y'all are my supporters. Y'all are my family. You know, anybody that loves She's On, I love them, and that's just how it goes. If you don't know who I am the CEO of She's On, KC, and I thank you all for pushing me each day to bring this radio show on, back on. And guess what? It is here. We're here live in full effect. And tonight's topic, we will be discussing the pros and cons of domestic violence in the relationship. Now, to everybody that knows, come on, everybody knows that love does not hurt. I'm going to say it again. I don't think everybody heard what I just said. Love does not hurt. And as you all know, I am the host of She's On Radio, but you are my co-host. I don't have a co-host. I have you all, the listeners. Y'all will be engaging in conversation with me, so I definitely want you all to press the number one so we can get some conversation going, because tonight's topic is definitely a very serious topic that we all need to discuss, because come on now. It's a lot of people out there that are getting into relationships, and they are dealing with some type of abuse. We're not going to just talk about domestic abuse. We're going to talk about abuse in any form, weight, or fashion, or shape, or anything. Any word that you want to put right there, we're going to talk about abuse, okay? Number one, if you are in a relationship with somebody who is attacking you, is belittling you, is talking down on you, is smacking you upside your head, is beating you in front of your children, is not letting you go outside because they don't want nobody else to be around you, is not the one that you need to be dealing with. For one, there are red flags when dealing with abusers, okay? If a person comes off a little too evil eye, like, you got to start looking at people's eyes when you start dating people, like, in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Say, like, you on a date with somebody, right? And y'all talking or whatever. And say a dude or female walks to the table and say, oh, my God, you are so pretty. Not saying that this person wants to date you. They just saying that you're pretty and your date gives the evil eye. I'm talking about that evil eye, the little bit of red in the girl with a little bit of red and the little eyeball turning to the right or the left, anywhere that person is at. If they are giving you or that person the evil eye, I'm going to need you to say, mm-mm, hated it. Number two, if you and your kids are playing how to go seek or playing some type of game that you all played before this person came into the relationship, and she is giving the evil eye. Yeah, notice I'm going to keep talking about that evil eye, because the evil eye is the eye. I'm trying to tell y'all, the evil eye is the eye that will tell you who's crazy and who's not. All right? Now, you see this evil eye, anything that you do, this, we ain't going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about the evil eye, period. If they're giving you the evil eye with a little bit of red and a little bit of squirting to the left or the right, maybe they're not liking something And they're not going to show it to you right now. But, oh, you just you wait. Once they get in, it's on. All right, let's talk about you with your friends or whatever, you know, and you so happen to invite your boo along for the ride. Come on, boy, I don't want to single you out. I just want to bring your lunch, want to introduce you to all my friends. Okay. Now, if this person, if your boo, does not engage in social activity with your friends, even if they giggle or laugh at something that's funny or something, they're not doing that, watch out for that person. Because 9 times out of 10, their mission is to take you away from your friends, and that's not good. That's not good at all. And that's some type of, it might not be physical abuse with that. It could be mental abuse or emotional abuse. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely don't need that in a relationship. You know, especially we're all grown and we are able to make our own decisions. And you don't need nobody making the decisions for you. So, that's another sign for the red flag of the abuse. If you're in a relationship and, oh my goodness, I hate this one. If you're in a relationship or you're just meeting somebody, dating them, whatever, the casual, whatever, the cutty buddy, whatever it may be. And y'all play fight. Now, we all play fight. Come on now. We all like to wrestle because I like to wrestle my boo in the bedroom or on the street or whatever. We like to wrestle. We have a good time. You know what I'm saying? But it's a difference between wrestling and manhandling. Okay? Now, if you are wrestling your boo and you hit her a little bit, you know, you didn't mean to. Y'all wrestling. Y'all having a play fight. And she punch you like a nigga that you aren't. Honey, you better run. You better run for it because guess what? Something ain't right with her. She crazy. I'm trying to tell y'all some real stuff. You be like, oh, boo, I was just joking with you. Nah, boo, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sorry, this hurt. Come on now. What film? And we wrestling. We having a good time. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to engage in the wrestle. You know? So, definitely watch your surroundings, okay? And if you're in a relationship with somebody who just doesn't do it for you, period, if they don't do it for you, period, then you're putting abuse on your own self because they're not the people for you, you know? So, definitely want to just watch your surroundings and watch who loves you for you, okay? And know your worth. Like, life is too short to be dealing with somebody that's not making you happy. Like, you gotta know who you are. You gotta know, you know, what you stand for. You just gotta know. You know what I'm saying? And I normally don't talk about this. I normally don't get too deep into details about how I feel about something. But I really can't stand someone who feel like they have to put their hands on somebody. Like, that is, like, definitely one of my pet peeves. I hate that. I hate someone that has to talk down to somebody to get their attention. I hate someone who has to get in a relationship with somebody. Today, we're in love. The next minute, you're, like, talking down on me on Facebook or Twitter. Man, abuse comes in all forms and all everything, you know what I'm saying? So y'all definitely need to just watch, please. Please watch. Watch. Do it for me. Do it for KC, all right? I definitely don't want to attend nobody's funeral. Not to be blunt, but, you know, if you continue to let somebody smack up on you, you continue to let somebody talk down on you and you take it and you're crying all day, either you're going to die because they killed you or you're going to die because you're killing yourself. So, you know, I sugarcoat nothing. I'm just being 100. And I don't want nobody to go out that way. It's other ways that we all need to go out from a natural birth, like a natural death or something. We don't need to go out, girl, what happened to KC? Girl, she was so stressed out, girl. She stayed with that girl. I told her to leave that girl. The girl was beating her ass and blah, 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 but she just didn't want to leave him. Come on now. Who wants that to be the story of their life? Y'all, we play and we joke when she's on radio, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even joking right now. I'm like, I'm being extra serious. Like, life is too short for this, okay? So I'm asking everybody to please know your worth and know that you deserve the best. Know that you deserve somebody that's going to treat you like the queen that you are. All right? And what we going to do right now, I'm going to go to the lines. Y'all already know, I'm going to the lines. And I want to get some input on each of you all. So I'm definitely going to ask you all to press the number one because I definitely want to talk to y'all and get your input on how do you feel about abuse. Okay? So I'm going to give it a minute. In the meantime, I'm going to say today was a marvelous day. The weather here in Richmond, Virginia was fabulous. I'm talking about, we were looking at like 60 degrees here. Like, I don't know if anybody else has that testimony to share, but that is blessed being that, you know, it's been a lot of snow going on, the different types of everything that's been going on, the different like storms and tornadoes and It's just been real crazy out here. So I definitely want to say, hey, it was nice weather in the building. All right, we have a caller. Area code 207-399. The topic is abuse. Let's talk about it.
Good evening.
Hey, Susan.
How are you, Casey?
All right, and you?
I'm doing okay, feeling a little bit under the weather, but you know, I'm making it. Yeah, that is a wonderful topic, I have to tell you. I have a little bit of a testimony. I knew this person for 20-plus years. She was a good friend of mine back in the day. We dated for a while, 25 years ago, became really good friends. Her life went on, my life went on. I had some things happen in my life which were out of my control, and I had to move abruptly. And she invited me to come and live with her in another state with her, her children, and her current lover. I went up there. Things were all hunky-dory. There were no signs of her being abusive. When we would talk on the phone, when we would see each other, when she would come to visit in Connecticut, her family, we would get together and we'd either have dinner or, you know, go out for coffee or something. And when I got there, things were good until the second week. There were times where I woke up to being kicked in the back of the head. Yeah, I was kicked in the back of the head. I was spit on. I was told that I was nothing, that I was worthless, that I was useless. Now, mind you, I was in a town where there were 247 people in that town, 65 miles from the border of Canada. I had nowhere to turn. I knew of no one up there. So I was talking back and forth with family. My eye socket got broken. She punched me in my eye and cracked my eye socket. And this is recently. I've only been back home for a month. I was kicked out of the bed. I was told I couldn't eat a lot of times. I was made to do the dishes, do the laundry, do all of the cooking. And she took full advantage of the fact that I had nowhere else to turn while I was up there. Before I left, I actually had to sneak to pack up all of my things. Now, mind you, I'm a 280-pound, big cock diesel woman. But because, number one, I was afraid of going to jail if I retaliated against her, and number two, I had nowhere else to turn to if I even back to her. So I swallowed it. I took it. I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of crying. called my family. I packed up my stuff. I hid my stuff so that she wouldn't be able to see that I was packing slowly. And when I got my money, I got the hell out of there. And I did not look back. And I made a promise to myself before the new year that I would be gone by the beginning of that first week in the new year. And I made that promise and that commitment to myself and my family, and that's exactly what I did. It got so bad that to the point where I know some, you know, some people that are a little bit sketchy, and they actually wanted to drive 6.5-7 hours to come and empty her house out. Mm. And I told them, no, because I'm going to sit back and I'm going to allow karma to handle this one. You see, because what I learned growing up, because I watched my mother go through the same thing in her relationships, and I promised myself that I would never go through that in an intimate sexual relationship. This was not that. This was supposed to be a quote-unquote friendship that turned very sour, and I was the brunt of it. So I'm here to tell you that I've been physically abused, mentally abused, and it almost came down to sexual abuse. And I told her, if you put your hands on me in a sexual manner, that's when I'm calling the police. And I don't care if I have to sleep out in 6 feet of snow. It doesn't matter to me. So when I tell you I know firsthand about abuse, and it wasn't spousal abuse, it was abuse from someone who I trusted that had my best interest at heart, and they didn't. They used me like I was the help. And my thing is that I'm grateful today because I'm out of that situation. I'm no longer living in that situation. It's going to take a lot of repairing, but I don't have any hate in my heart for her. I feel sorry for her. And that's my testimony, and it's my truth.
Well, what I'm going to say to you is, you know, thank God you got out when you got out. You get what I'm saying? A lot of us don't make it out of situations like that. A lot of us, we stay there because we don't want to hurt their feelings or we're scared to leave. And then there are some of us that just don't make it out. You know, we just don't make it out of it, you know. It's either the hospital or the graveyard. You know, for a lot of us that goes and to have situations like that. But I'm just here to say that I'm glad that you're out of it. I'm glad that you found a way. You know, and all you can do is just for real, just forgive. That's the only way you're going to get over it. You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard to forgive or whatever, but you got to forgive and just move on with your life. Now you know exactly what, you know, that evil eye that I would just talk about.
Yeah.
You know that you gotta look for that evil eye. For that evil eye, you see that in the beginning when they start making that little evil eye. You see it, you can't see it, but you would see it a little bit. You know, like it's like a little, like a look like that. I can see a woman like that, and she got that evil eye. I tell you, stay away from some man or some not right. What if she mad over bacon? Who gets mad over bacon? You feel me? So definitely, you get me. She got you smiling.
Yeah. No, I smile every day.
In a situation like that, man.
I smile every day. And here's the thing, Casey, and listeners. I know that if I hadn't left, either I was going to kill her or she was going to kill me. There was no question in my mind. The last time she kicked me in the back of my head, I had it all planned. If I stay, I'm killing her.
Right.
If I stay, I'm going to kill this woman. And I knew it, and that's coming from my heart. And when it gets to that point where you know that you are going to commit murder, it's time to leave.
Right.
And I did. I did. I was afraid to eat. I was afraid to sleep. I would sit up at the kitchen table and sleep at the kitchen table, sitting up.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No more. Never again.
Now you know. It's, you know what? It's all a life lesson, too.
Yes, it is.
You
learned your lesson. Everything that looks good ain't good for you.
Oh, yes. Mm. Especially, you know, a lot of people, they go for the sexiest woman nowadays. They just don't know that the sexiest women are the most craziest women out there. I'm here to, look, I got a testimony to Susan, but we got to say that for another show. We got to make another topic
right
about that one. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay.
But,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a whole bunch of crazy women.
Right.
Yes, Lord. You know what I mean? I had to throw a girl down the steps a couple of times one time because she almost tried to stab me. What a girl, we're going to talk about it next time. That's another show. Susan is the one that brought up this topic. I told you I was a member that brought up the topic. Susan was the one that brought up the topic. And when she brought up this topic, it hit me home because I've been through it as well. I know all of us have been through a relationship with our girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, or for the gay guys, our boyfriend have put their hands on us. We've all been through that. Even if it was just playing, we didn't know they was playing, but they was serious. We didn't know that, but we just got out quicker than most. You know what I'm saying?
That was 2.5 months of pure hell. 3 months. 3 months of pure hell. Now, nobody deserves to be talked down to, belittled, berated, put their hands on. As a matter of fact, I can tell you something that I learned, that if you are in a relationship and you withhold sex from your partner as a way of getting back at them, that's a form of abuse.
Right.
I mean, I've done a lot of research again on abuse.
That's right.
Yes. Anyone
all different forms of all different forms of abuse.
Who deprives you of speaking to your family or hovers over you while you're speaking to your family. Who keeps you from your friends? Who keeps you from doing activities that you enjoy doing?
Yeah.
That's all mental abuse. Nobody deserves to be told what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Oh, no. That's not love. That's control.
That's right.
And most abusers are egomaniacs with inferiority complexes. They think so little of themselves that they feel like they have no control over their own lives, so they have to control someone else's.
That's right.
That's right.
I better listen to Susan. She's telling us some good stuff now.
And I hope someone else calls in. If not to talk about it, just to comment about how it would feel for them to experience for someone that they love.
Right.
You know, I mean, people should be able to feel open in a forum like this. And I feel comfortable enough. I mean, my life is an open book. I have nothing to hide today. This is my story. This is my history.
All right now. I definitely want to thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio, Susan.
Thank you for allowing me to share. I thank you for the testimony. Thank you. I hope it helps someone.
It helped me. It helped you. I definitely know
it helped
a couple callers that's listening online.
All right.
Well, you know I love
the ladies now. Come on.
See, baby, I love the ladies.
I love the ladies. You already know I do.
She said she loves the ladies. Y'all better listen to
And you're welcome
said.
For me tuning
That's
in to Susan, y'all, okay?
The biggest She's On supporter team, She's On, that is Susan. Get to know her. Go ahead and tell me how they can get in contact with you, Susan.
Okay. My email address is carillosusan@yahoo.com or bongo6563@gmail.com, or you can reach me at Susan Big and Sexy Carrillo on Facebook. Hello. Holla.
Y'all heard that. Definitely Susan. Again, I thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. And definitely, we will talk again tomorrow.
You're very welcome.
Tomorrow's topic, I won't give it to you until tomorrow. So, just know that whatever we talk about tomorrow is going to be the bomb.
All right.
It's going to be the bomb.com because, you know, one of the members is going to tell me what they want to talk about.
Okay.
And that goes for any of you all that are listeners to She's On Radio. If you have any topic ideas, anything, you can hit the She's On. Hit me up personally at KC, that's K and a C, She's On, @gmail.com. I will get all topic requests. As you know, we do have a lot of listeners that do listen in, and I will get your request in a timely fashion. I definitely want to make sure everybody's topic gets talked about, because without you, there will be no She's On. So definitely get those in. Definitely, I want to, you know, again, thank you all for tuning in She's On Radio. Definitely, y'all can hit me up on my Facebook as well, like Facebook / THESHEZONEE. That's two E's, baby. Not the She's On, but the She's On. Even we had to put a little off on it. Y'all hit that up. We got contests going on. Actually, we have a Sexiest Feminist, Sexiest Stud contest going on right now to win those Pretty P tickets for Valentine's Day. So definitely, y'all go vote for those people going to albums. Definitely vote. The biggest event next coming up is the Valentine's Day event. That is 10 Studs, Exotic Entertainment, Pretty P, Exclusives, Black, St. Louis, to name a few, that are going to be holding it down at Fridays of She's On. So definitely add those pages so you can get the most updated information about those events. I love y'all so much at She's On. Thank you so much for tuning in. And y'all have a good night.